This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meek. The White House says that it is putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's killing while in police custody, but it also warned that it had concerns about the immunity for police officers being a non-starter or reducing that immunity. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality were reaching final edits and that they hope that it could be made public in the coming days. The U.S. state of New York is about to open up police discipline records. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will sign into a law a measure that will no longer allow protection of files that had been kept secret under a controversial section of the state's civil rights law. It made law enforcement personnel records exempt from the state's Freedom of Information law. It said that George Floyd's brother has testified. He testified before the House Judiciary Committee asking them to stop police brutality. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago and whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging racial equality and police reform. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Wednesday for removal of 11 Confederate statues from the U.S. Capitol, part of a nationwide push to dismantle such memorials after George Floyd's death sparked mass anti-racism protests. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says there will be not any renaming of military bases that currently honor leaders of the Confederacy. He said and tweeted on Wednesday that heroes trained at and deployed from what he called hallowed grounds, adding his administration would not consider renaming the magnificent and fabled military installations. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic advanced steadily Wednesday through Latin America, where the death toll passed the milestone of 70,000 fatalities, even as Europe planned to reopen its external borders to foreigners in July. North and South America remained the epicenter of the global health crisis, accounting for almost half of the more than 415,000 deaths and 7.3 million infections worldwide. Brazil accounts for more than half of Latin America's total deaths. This even as the economic capital, Sao Paulo, began reopening shops Wednesday as part of a gradual resumption of activity. Shopping malls were set to reopen in a slew of cities Thursday, the day before Brazilians celebrate their Valentine's Day. 50 relatives of virus victims have filed complaints over the handling of the pandemic and the first such legal group action in Italy. They were filed at the prosecutor's office. The city in northern Italy was hit by the pandemic because it has become the symbol of the tragedy, according to Stefano Fusca, who created the group on Facebook. A leading global economy group said Wednesday that the COVID-19 pandemic has triggered the worst global recession in nearly a century, and things could get worse before they start to get better. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, also known as OECD, Secretary General Angel Aguirre painted a grim picture for the world, calling it the most severe global health, economic, and social crisis anyone alive today has ever seen. Comments came at a news briefing in Paris. In addition, the OECD says that the global economy will decline by at least 6% this year. If there's a second wave of COVID-19, they say it will be far worse. It could shrink as much as 7.6%. Disneyland and the U.S. state of California announced plans Wednesday to reopen next month, but at significantly limited capacity with no opportunities to hug Mickey Mouse or high-five Donald Duck for the time being. The plans still require government approval. The resort near Los Angeles would be welcome visitors back beginning July 17th. Disneyland is the world's second most visited theme park. Peru said Wednesday its exports of ginger almost tripled during the coronavirus pandemic. The spice is seen as a natural immune system booster. Most of the exports went to Spain, the Netherlands, and the United States. Spanish imports of Peruvian ginger increased more than 500%. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.